open for the little chicks to run under our rain. When you eat this chicken, what is the part that little children like to have so they can pull it apart to see how it will break?
What was the wishbone?
Do you have a name for the shorter or the longer piece?
I don't believe that.
And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, heart, and gizzard.
And the place where they live
was called the innards.
Well, what would you call the inside part of the pig or calf that you eat? The heart and the liver and gizzard, especially of a hog.
I've heard it referred to as offals.
Well, if you were going to eat on hog killing day, what would you serve for lunch?
What is the part that little children like to have so they can pull it apart?
If you had cooked the heart and liver on the hog killing day, what would you say you had cooked? You cooked the
Do you have a name of the shorter or the longer piece? And what do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat?
Hog.
Liver part.
You don't call them liver and lungs?
Oh, yes. The
lungs.
The
what?
Lungs. Well, what would you call the inside part of the pig's calf? The heart.
And what is the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
The intestines.
Well, if you were boiling them on top,
and if it's time to feed the stock into the torch, excuse me, you say it is... What kind of time?
Feeding heart. Liver.
And how do you call a cow? They were way off in the pasture and you wanted them to come up. What would you say? And say it the same way you'd say it if you were out in the pasture.
Joe says, come on.
Do they understand, come on?
They do.
Yeah, come on.
He usually has a basket or something in his hand.
So it's a reinforcement of the food, huh? And what, how would you call a calf?
And what is the part that you sometimes eat, sometimes stuff salt?
And what would you say to the mules or horses to make them go left
and
right?
And if you were clever,
G would
hold.
And G would be for
to the right.
And hog
to the left.
And if you wanted to get the horses from the pasture, what would you say?
Grit, they were way off in the factory. You wanted to come up.
I used to whistle.
What would you say? Say it the same way
they ever
throughout the factory.
Say any words to make them come?
Don't recall doing anything but whistle.
Do they understand? Come on.
They do. They come
on. Have you ever heard of Toad Dice?
No, bad.
So it's a reinforcement of the food.
What do you say to a horse to
and what? How
is it? I'm sorry.
How would you call a calf?
Get up.
And what would you say to stop them?
Whoa.
And what if you were back into a buggy, what would you say?
Left or right.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
He would be for
hogs. You can just make it be hoops. They don't have to do much calling if they have any idea you're about to feed them.
But have you ever heard your parents call to them?
Did they ever... Say any words to make them come.
Have you ever heard someone calling sheep to get them from the pasture?
No, I've never had any experience with sheep.
Now, if you ever heard no giants, what would you say?
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
What do you say to get the horses ready to go somewhere? You say, I want to
hitch the horse.
All right, what would you
say? What would
another stop synonym for hitching?
If you were backing them back to a buggy, what would you say?
All right, another one.
How do you call a hog?